Well, I'm not sure if you were with us last week or not, but we had such a great time at El Dorado Park Nature Center last week. It was so beautiful with the amazing trees and with the newness of spring. You know, it has those bright green leaves that are different than the rest of them that are on the trees. And it was a cool kind of misty morning with that mist on our skin and the reflection of the lake. You could see the reflection of the trees and the blue sky. It was so beautiful and so amazing and so nice to stop and slow down and just be in nature and connect with nature and just be in the moment. It was like a miracle just to get to do that last week. And so what happens in that slowing down and stopping and just being is we get to experience that infinite presence that is within everything. We connect with that somehow that is out there that is that same essence in here. And so we get to connect with not only that presence, but we somehow connect with our own soul and our own beingness, our own spirit and our own divine nature. As spiritual beings, we have this need, a deep need to connect with that part of ourselves, to connect with our spirit and our own divine nature. We have a need to feel that oneness that we feel when we're in nature. It's so easy to feel that oneness with everything, where we are connected with everything and connected with everyone, connected with life, with that presence that permeates everything and is the very ground of our being. And so today, the title of my talk is Super Soul Sunday, Every Day. And what I'm talking about is I'm talking about living our spirituality daily. I'm talking about also how when we look through the perspective of our spirit, when we look through those spiritual eyes, everything becomes sacred. Everything becomes an opportunity to experience that divine presence that is around us and that is within us. And I know for so many of us, the problem is that we get so darn busy in our lives. There are so many things to do. We have so much work to do and errands to run and responsibilities to attend to and phone calls to return and emails to answer that we don't take time out to be in nature like we did last week, or we don't take time out to just slow down and stop and allow ourselves to be, to unplug. But you know what? We don't even have to take that time out like that to be in nature in order to connect with ourselves, in order to connect with our own divine nature and with that presence that is everywhere present. We don't, even if we don't have time to stop and be in nature, we can still connect with that within us. We can still connect with our true selves and with our divine nature and feel that interconnectedness that we have with everything and everyone. We can still have that experience of coming home to our own souls, which is what it feels like when we take time out and be in nature. We can still come home to our own spiritual beingness within us. And so in class this week, we are doing a class right now called Magic of the Soul. And one of the things that we did, we've been talking this week, the subject matter was experiencing the spiritual, or that which is sacred, or the divine, however you want to name it, through our physical being, through our physicality, through our physical senses. And so one of the exercises that we did in class was sat in meditation, and I asked them the question, how do you experience the spiritual through your eyes? How do you experience the sacred through your mouth, through your brain, through your stomach, through your hands and arms and your legs and your feet and your body? And we answered each one of those questions. It was so amazing for me to realize how I experience the spiritual in so many ways that I didn't even recognize until we did that experience, and to hear the commonalities and the different ways that people experience that which we call or name or that which feels like it is the spiritual. And so for many of us, we experience the sacred or that which is spiritual through our eyes by seeing that beauty of nature like last week, or by seeing, witnessing a newborn baby. I know for me, I experience the sacred, the spiritual through my mouth when I am overtaken by how blessed I feel and how amazing it is to eat a strawberry. That sweetness and that juiciness is really a beauty that is beyond description if you think about it. And how blessed I feel to be alive and in a human body to be able to taste that strawberry. It feels like something sacred. And how I get to experience the spiritual through my mouth when I'm able to tell someone I love you, or to tell someone you are really important to me. That connects me with my own spirit, with my own soul, and connects me with that other person. It's something that's really sacred to be able to do that. And so we all experience the spiritual through our stomachs when we get that gut feeling, that intuition that says, not this, and it's leading us to something else. We experience it through our hearts when they open in compassion to someone perhaps that we don't even know, a stranger on the street. For me, when I feel love for someone that I don't even know, and that happens to me often. We experience through our arms and our hands when we are able to hold someone or hug someone who's having a hard time. And so I ask you, how do you experience the spiritual, that which feels sacred, or experience your own spirit and your own soul? And so I invite you to close your eyes for a moment and to turn within to that place of absolute knowing, that wisdom, that oneness within you. And I ask you, how do you experience the spiritual, the sacred through your eyes? And how do you experience the spiritual, that which is sacred through your mouth? How do you experience the spiritual or the sacred through your heart? How do you experience your own spirituality, your interconnectedness, the spiritual through your arms and hands? How do you experience that through your entire body? And I invite you to open your eyes. All of those aspects of our physicality, of our physical beingness, allow us to experience and feel our connectedness with each other, with our own souls, with life, with the whole of things. All of that is spiritual experience. All of that is. And so the truth is, every single moment of our lives holds the opportunity to experience our own spirits, to experience the divine that is within us and that is all around us. Every experience is really spiritual experience and holds the opportunity for spiritual experience. And so I talked with Ray yesterday on the phone, and he was telling me about how he goes for a walk every morning. And on his walk, there are a few different homeless men that he talks to on his walk. And how yesterday morning he went up to one of them, and he has a truck, and he collects junk and metal and stuff that he sells, and had his back to Ray. And Ray came up and said, "Hey, good morning, how are you?" And put his arm on the guy's shoulder, and he turned around, and he was just so full of light and told Ray, "I am wonderful. This is just a great day." And Ray said, "Is all he could see was the face of God." That is spiritual connection. That is meeting another person, spirit to spirit, soul to soul, heart to heart, life to life, that oneness. That's the opportunity we have all the time. And he told me how one time when he stopped to see this man and was chatting with him, the man who doesn't have a home, who doesn't have much, gave Ray oranges. That's that man living in connection with his own spirit, because living in connection with our spirit makes us generous and want to share and want to give. And I read a story yesterday on the minister's listserv, a minister from Centers for Spiritual Living who had posted this on their Facebook page. And he had a picture of a car that was pretty tattered and didn't look very good. And he said, it says, "This is the home of J&M. I met them today at the recycling center. Jay was a construction laborer, and M was a hotel employee until they lost their jobs. As a secondary result of losing their stationary home when the landlord sold the property to a developer. When I asked them if I could pray with them, they were grateful and asked only that I pray for them to remain compassionate toward people who are mean to them." That's about living from your spirituality and from your spirit of wanting to be kind and caring and loving and compassionate with other people. Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, says, "Spirituality is the atmosphere of God's presence. Spirituality is the atmosphere of goodness. Spirituality is the atmosphere of beauty and of truth." We can use our senses to experience God's presence, to experience goodness and beauty and truth at every moment. Our focus either brings that spiritual into view so that we can see it, or our focus keeps the spiritual from our view. Our focus allows us to see what is before us, but it depends on our perspective and where we're looking from. You can see goodness and love and beauty right now if you look for it. Every moment when you're out in the world, you can also see negativity and ugliness and hatred if you look for that, because that is present also. It's kind of like that image. You know that image that's called "My Wife and My Stepmother"? And it's a black and white image that has the old lady with the hook nose and she has a thing on her head. Or this part is the beautiful wife and she has a feather headdress. The beautiful wife is there all the time, but you have to look for her. It depends on the perspective that you're taking. So that goodness and beauty and truth and love is always present when we look for it. John White says, what is spirituality? He says, in essence, spirituality is simply living with the intention to realize God in every circumstance of your being. Your thoughts, emotions, words, deeds, relations, aspirations. In short, the totality of your life. That attitude and that stance is the only thing that can truly create a better world. Waking up to the fact that that divine presence is everywhere present, in everyone and in us, motivates us to be a beneficial presence in this world. It motivates us to want to make this world a better place. It motivates us to want to be kind and caring and generous and inclusive and embracing and compassionate. And so I have another story that I'd like to share with you. It says, sandwich for sandwich is the restaurant Even Stevens motto, which is based on the restaurant's Eat to Give philanthropic mission. For every sandwich sold in our stores, we donate a sandwich to a local nonprofit partner in the neighborhood where we are doing business, says Michael McHenry, president of Even Stevens. Each of the chain's 20 company-owned locations partners with four nonprofits that are fighting hunger in some way within the restaurant's local community. Nonprofits include the Boys and Girls Club of America, Native American Connections in Phoenix, Bienvenidos Food Bank in Denver. The West Colfax store in Denver has donated more than 20,000 sandwiches since it opened in August. Giving back is ingrained in our company DNA, says Sarah Day, co-founder and cause director of Even Stevens Sandwich. Maybe that's what we need, is a cause director in here. I like that. Chris Braunschweiger. Even Stevens opened its first location in Salt Lake City in 2014. It donated its millionth sandwich in January of 2017 and its 2 millionth in November. The brand has 20 locations in Utah, Idaho, Texas, Arizona, Colorado, and a Seattle location is opening next week. Is that living from ego? Is that living from personality? Is that living from competition? That's living from spirit and our interconnectedness with everyone and everything. And when we hear stories like that, it makes us want to be more generous and kind and caring as well. It motivates us. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, Emerson tells us that we are inlets, that we might become outlets to the divine nature. We are already inlets, but we must consciously become outlets. And so it's a choice, and it's a choice that we get to make every single day. And we are outlets when we help someone carry their groceries, when we open the door for someone, when we talk to someone who's lonely, when you speak to the homeless person, when you give of your generosity to some philanthropic organization or some organization that's doing good in the world. We give from that place when we volunteer at Food Finders, which we are doing Monday morning tomorrow at 10:30 if you'd like to join us. And when we volunteer at Food Finders, what we do is we pack lunches for children to take home on the weekend who would not have enough to eat on the weekend because their families are in poverty. It is really fun. We do an assembly line of packing these lunches, and it feels like such a blessing to get to participate in that. And it is so much fun. And it's hard work. We're pooped afterwards. It's amazing. How can this be so much fun when we're working hard and sweating? It's such a good time. Last time that I participated, we packed 287 bags of food for kids to take home on the weekends. And because we are all a part of this one energetic field, not only do those families and those children feel and are blessed by the food that we give them, but they also feel and are blessed by the love in which we do it from, by the care in which we do it with. That all goes out into the universe as well. And that goes with those lunches that we pack as well. That is spirituality to me. And so to me, my definition of spirituality is living in the awareness that we are primarily spiritual beings. Living in the awareness that everything is spiritual. And that everything holds within it an invitation and an opportunity to bring our spirits forward, to share our own divine goodness in the world, to experience our own soul, and to make that one presence more real in this physical world through our actions and our thinking and our words. And so my invitation to you this week is to know that there is a divine presence that is everywhere, that it is right where you are at every moment in your life, that it is surrounding you, it is all around you, and it is within you. And in your openness to allow it to express, you become a blessing in this world. To know that that one that is beauty and love and wholeness and peace and goodness permeates everything. It is ever present in you and through you and as you. Know that everything, every moment contains the opportunity to witness the divine. Eating a strawberry, holding the hand of someone you love, rubbing your granddaughter's back, all of it is an opportunity to experience spirituality, to experience your own spirit. All of it is a part of your spiritual path, everything. And as a result of knowing that, then every day becomes Super Soul Sunday and a way to feed your own spirit. And so blessings to all of you as you walk this path of communing with and connecting with your own divine presence within you and bringing that into your life and into this world in a way that is so magnificent. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we take all of our attention right now and we turn to that awareness that, yes, indeed, there is an infinite presence that is right here in this moment, that it permeates everything and is ever present, that which is always closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet, that one whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere, is this presence of good, is this presence of love, is this presence of peace, is the truth and the very fabric of wholeness and of power and of goodness, that it is this presence that we walk in today in all that we do. And it is this presence that leads us and guides us into paths that are so fulfilling and so satisfying. It is that wisdom and intelligence of the universe that guides us into the perfect things to do and the perfect places to be and the perfect things to say. It is this presence that expresses as our own souls that leads us on this path to be a beneficial presence and to be the hands and the feet and the love of God in action. And so today we step out into this blessing and we step out as a blessing to all those we come in contact with. For we are here giving way to the Divine One. What a blessing it is. And so I speak this word and claim also that every good that our hearts desire are now flowing into our lives. That we are uplifted and we are maintained and we are sustained by that Infinite One. that our every need is met in this moment. Health and wholeness and abundance and peace and love. We are blessed with all of it. And so in that, I release this prayer into that infinite law of the universe, knowing that it is taken hold of and that it unfolds itself in our lives right now in this moment. We step into this truth and we become conduits for its expression. And I say, thank you, God, and so it is.